This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for November 30th. I'm Paul Plack. James May is leaving as the president and CEO of the Air Transport Association of America. He'll be replaced effective January 1st by Citibank exec and former Bush administration congressional liaison Nicholas Calio. The first thrust reverser for the Airbus A350 XWB, which will be installed on a Rolls-Royce Trent XWB engine to be used in ground testing, has been delivered by Goodrich Corporation to the Rolls-Royce facility in Derby, England. An NTSB report suggests an accident that happened during taxiing at Tucson, Arizona, may actually have saved the pilot's life. Avadyne is announcing additional features for its DFC-100, even as it still waits for FAA approval. The product is expected to be available for Cirrus owners by the end of the year. Bi-Energy will partner with Panasys to further develop its electric and electric hybrid propulsion system for general aviation aircraft. Bi has an agreement with Cessna to develop an electric Skyhawk technology demonstrator. International Bureau of Aviation President Phil Seymour says part of the appeal in maintenance outsourcing is the ability to better define costs. NASA says it will provide up to $20 million over the next 5 years to support FIRST, a national program to inspire student interest in science, technology, and math with a focus on robotics. NASA has selected the Charles Stark Draper Laboratory of Cambridge, Massachusetts, to provide advanced guidance, navigation, and control system development, and avionics technology development and analysis. And measurements of the temperatures of 167 major lakes around the world suggests the lakes are warming at an average rate of 4/5 of a degree Fahrenheit per decade. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Jim Campbell talks about the recent history of ballooning with Andy Baird of Cameron Balloons. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.